This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On his first overseas trip since taking office, President Joe Biden is urging fellow world powers to help low-income nations beat COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Before the G7 summit's formal start in England, the president announced the U.S. will buy and donate a half billion vaccine doses to nearly 100 countries.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He says fellow leaders will lay out their own steps tomorrow.
It is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well.
The president says the U.S. is not seeking favors or concessions from any nations who get the shots, that it's instead America's humanitarian obligation to help save lives. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Health officials and experts in Asia have welcomed the news the United States will be donating 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to the global COVAX program. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
One preventative medicine professor in South Korea, Yihan Young, says although the move will make a huge difference to fighting the coronavirus around the world, he also foresees problems. The Pfizer vaccine needs extremely cold storage temperatures, which experts believe would present challenges for countries with poor health systems. Many experts say the donation is crucial because the global disparity contributes to the creation of mutant viruses, as well as creating a $5 trillion economic loss for advanced economies. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. This is